This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Well, normally I get all worked up as I start each hour of the DJV program by announcing what day it is, the time, 6 after, 7 after the hour, somewhere in there. But it's hard for me on this day to, because of the day, the date, September 11th is upon us. It's the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. I don't know how to not approach this. I don't think there'll ever be a day that I'm on the radio, for as long as I'm on the radio, that I tell you that it's September 11th, that I will not be able to get into a place that actually I was never in before that day and have never been in after that day. And I dare say that probably is the case with most people who are listening right now, with Jennifer, with Victoria, our families, our friends. There was much turmoil and tumult as we have going on right now, and is likely to continue for a while. Nothing, nothing, nothing. If you're older, some people will tell you Pearl Harbor Day was the equivalent, and that's maybe legit. It is legit. But for those of us who weren't alive, and that would be most of us, on Pearl Harbor Day, December 7th, 1941, then 9/11, September 11th, is a reflective day. The terror, the devastation, and maybe it was made worse by the fact that we were able to see, all of us could see, the blessing that took place when the men who were in the Apollo spacecraft went to the moon, landed on the moon. The blessing of being able to see them was the curse of September 11th, because those planes and what they did and what we saw and what we know continue to be in our mind hard, if not impossible, to unetch them. So as we think about today, we think about what it means. What bugs me, frankly, is that we have never held the country and most of the people responsible for this, in fact, responsible. So we got the individuals, most of them get killed anyway. The people that were in the planes all get killed, but the people who orchestrated this behind the scenes, the low-level people, a couple of them got caught. You know, Bin Laden got shot and thrown out of an airplane over the middle of the Indian Ocean. So, okay, but what about the country that we now still have relations with? We hear about things, atrocities going on there every day, and nothing gets done about it. It's a rogue country with rogue leadership, and yet because the money that's connected the country that I'm talking about in our country, it never has and maybe never will get what's coming to it. And so to remember that, maybe, and then the business of what was some of the plans we found out that never actually were, they didn't come to fruition. But if you were alive when the Twin Towers, that was it. I mean, the crashing into the Pentagon and the United plane that went into the farm, into the field in Pennsylvania, horrific. But to watch those Twin Towers, and by the way, even though the Saudis were responsible for the people who did the work, I still have really doubts about some people in America being connected. Not doubts that they were, but the people who would have us believe that there weren't any Americans involved in this, I'm not sure that I will ever believe that claim. And so we had the whitewash of it here, It was just like the death of Kennedy and the Warren Report. That was a bunch of crap, that bull crap that came up out of that. So everybody stayed. But nobody wanted to really come up with the real story. And then we had Bush go after Iraq, and that's been a shame. A shame on us for doing that. Here we are. What have we learned from this? Do we think, ladies, that we learned anything really and truly as a country? What did we learn from the experience of September 11th? What did you learn? What do you remember about that day, either or both of you?
I would say for the first time I can start. I can say for the first time I felt like America was vulnerable. Mm-hmm. I think I was really young. I mean, not really young, but I was in my early 20s. And so for me, this was the first time in my lifetime when I felt that it was that and I'll say arrogance, and I don't mean it in a bad way, but I think there was a bit of arrogance that America would, that nothing bad could happen from another country on this soil. I think after Pearl Harbor, we forgot, and I think after 9/11, sadly, I think we've forgotten again.
Oh, I think we have too.
You know, it's amazing how you can come together, and everyone was so devastated after 9/11. But the silver lining
lasted 3 or 4 years.
Together, and I don't even, maybe not even that much. That's before the political arguing started again. But we all came together. I remember everybody had this sense of unity. We all felt like we were on the same team, that we were all fighting for the same goal. And it's too bad because that is absolutely gone again. Will it take something catastrophic to bring us back together? I don't know. But I definitely remember the positive in that was how everybody pulled together. I mean, as far as
that was a gift. That was a gift.
Yeah. Yep. As far as the memory of the day, for me, I was living at home. I was working and going to school, and my mom was still teaching at the time. And I remember I woke up early, and every time I'd wake up, I'd always turn the TV on so I'd have the news on while I would be getting ready or whatever. And that morning, I woke up early for whatever reason and turned the TV on just to see the plane go into to have them cut away to talk about this attack on the World Trade Center. And I remember that they thought it was just accidental. Remember, they thought it was like
air at the time.
Right.
And Roberta Fasanelli was on with me, and she was in New York, and she could see the World Trade Towers from where she was. And she saw, after the fact, it was like 8:47, somewhere in there. And she saw the flames or the smoke. And then she actually saw the second plane. The first plane, she said, it looks like some small plane must have crashed into the World Trade Tower. And then seeing the second one come hit the, just imagine.
In real time, because people were already watching because of the initial.
Looking at the building. And that plane, the first plane to go in was the American Flight 11 that had taken off from Boston. Second was the United flight. Both of them were headed to L.A. The first one was a 767. Second one was a 757. Hit the building going 350 miles an hour. Hit the building going 340 miles an hour.
What scared me, that United Airlines flight, and then Victoria lived there, so I'm interested more in her story, but that United Airlines flight from L.A. to Boston was the same flight that I was on literally 1 month to the day before it went into the World Trade Center. And I remember the flight number because I almost overslept. It was an early morning flight, and my coworker and I were trying to leave Boston. And we overslept, and they were paging us for that flight, for us to, as we're running through the airport, so it sticks in my memory. And you just think, why them, why that day? And
I remember the American, that may be one of the things, interesting you say that. It was American 11, and the pilot was a guy named Oganowski, who was a farmer. And I knew him, and I can remember he was a former Air Force pilot, rugged, real Polak. He was a tough guy, man. I'm guessing he didn't take it easily when those guys went into the cockpit, but he was really a good guy. Anyway, so Victoria, what do you recall as you think about September 11th?
It hits home, I think, extra hard for New Yorkers and New Jersey people. I was in the city that day. It was horrific. I think in many ways I've actually blocked a lot of it because I didn't even realize the severity of what I was experiencing at the time. And it just, yeah, it was, we had, I lost parents of friends of mine who worked in the towers. My one friend's dad, who was just the sweetest, loveliest man ever. He was a volunteer fireman in our town in down at the Jersey Shore. He worked on Wall Street in the towers. He was one of the first people out, and then when they realized what was going on, he went back in and saved people and then died. And it was just so horrible because he had a choice. He had a very clear choice. He was out.
There were a lot of those stories, man. People who just gave their lives to save others.
Yep.
Amazing.
So many of those stories. Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Yeah, so, it's hard.
Well, I think it is up to us. It's our duty, in fact, as Americans, to recall that, to understand what went on, and not only that day, but what happened after that to us as a country. We were together until we went in. The earmarkings of our togetherness lasted until we attacked Iraq. I think that probably, if you go from September 11th until the day that we bombed Iraq, the country was pretty much, I think, 99% on the same page and was united. And then we started to splinter again. And, you know, you can go and look at the reasoning and come up with all kinds of speculative stuff, and Rumsfeld and Cheney and, you know, their influence on Bush. All of that's hindsight. Remember the old expression, you look in the rearview mirror, it's pretty small. Look out the windshield, it's pretty big. And so all of that stuff, even if we are disgusted with the remnants of our memories, the thing that really sticks there isn't, as I started out talking about the Saudis, it really is the stories like Victoria just told of the people who gave their all. And that is a strain of Americana that is hard to beat.
Who ran in instead of running
out. Oh, my God, yeah. I mean, some of those stories just... And the folly of it is that the people who survived, who are still with us, don't have, for the most part, any benefits. Many of them have suffered greatly without the help of the state or the city or the country that they were serving. And that, to me, is just like men and women that go into the service and don't get veterans' benefits. You know, we should be ashamed of ourselves. We waste all this time talking about these a-holes that get elected, and all they want is their own glory and grandeur. Maybe a few of them want to serve. But, you know, when you get right down to the brass tacks of it, the term hero, which is so overused today for people just because they have a uniform on, they're not heroes. The people who act, the people who were doing what we were just describing on September 11th, those are the heroes. Those are the heroes. So, anyway, it's just important for us to spend a moment or two thinking about this, not only just now, but through the course of the day. And I hope that we all do that appropriately. It is 19 after the hour. This is the DJV program.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
One of the great groups in pop music history, the two Bell brothers, Robert and Ronald. Celebration. Yeah, Celebration. Remember this? Who can't dance? You don't sit still when you hear this song. Cool in the Gang. Celebration on the DJV Show. Come on. DJV time is 23 and change at the hour. Music important to our program, and every hour during this portion of the hour, a focus on music news. The brother, Ronald, has passed away at the age of 68. He was one of the lead singers, wrote a lot of the songs, played the sax. That's one of the most celebrated groups of funk music from the 70s. I guess that's the best way to describe it. Lived in the Virgin Islands. Cause of death not disclosed. 23 albums. 1969 is when it started, Cool and the Gang, releasing music through Christmas of 2013. The album was Cool for the Holidays. The band morphed from kind of a jazzy upstart outfit to a funk soul ensemble. And the lead vocalist was J.T. Taylor. He, Mr. Bell, this one, the brother, co-wrote a lot of the big hits, Ladies' Night, Jungle Boogie, and this song, Celebration. In 64, Bell and his younger brother, his teenage brother Robert, unable to afford drums, collected old paint cans.
Wow.
In Youngstown, Ohio, they used them as makeshift percussion instruments. Kind of a crude way to learn music, but it launched a career that has lasted for them 50-plus years. Group released their debut album 1970, but their breakthrough was 73's fourth studio album, Wild and Peaceful, which had three big hits, Funky Stuff, Hollywood Swinging, and Jungle Boogie. The band dominated a lot of the funk pop music of the 70s. Another album, Light of the World, Spirit of the Boogie, Open Sesame. And in 1980, album Celebrate featured this, well, with the song we've been listening to, Celebration. That's probably the most played wedding song, isn't it? When you get right down to it?
Pretty much, sure. Yeah, that in September. For whatever reason, September is always played at weddings.
Yeah, yeah. Other hits co-written by this Mr. Bell, Get Down On It, and Joanna, which I think is a fabulous song, 1983. Emergency from 84 became the group's biggest selling album with the hits Fresh, which is a great song, Misled, and Cherish. So there it is, a celebration, if you will, of the life of the man who helped us celebrate, Ronald Bell, 68, way too young. All right, let's get to another tune and another story here. Justin Timberlake joining the push to bring Major League Baseball to Nashville. He's a native of Memphis. I didn't know that. Invested in Music City Baseball, which is the group behind the effort. He said, quote, I'm thrilled to be involved in the movement to bring Major League Baseball to the great state of Tennessee. I believe in Music City's baseball vision of linking baseball and music in a unique way to unite and entertain people. I'm excited to help generate awareness through the community as we share our vision. He's a 10-time Grammy winner and minority owner now in the Memphis Grizzlies, the NBA team there. Last month, former Major League executive Dave Dombrowski, most recently the president of baseball operations here in Boston at the Red Sox, joined on with the organization as an advisor. Timberlake's involvement adds star power. The group hopes to bring the team tentatively called the Nashville Stars by 2024. So, I think they have a ballpark there to do something about that. So there it is. Another a good idea for entertainment if we ever get out of this hole we're in. 28 after on the DJV show.
Some people are open to feedback, others aren't. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Some people are eager to hear feedback. They thrive on it because they know that feedback is the only way for them to improve at what they're doing. Other people have a much more difficult time handling feedback, and that's mostly because they take feedback about their performance personally. Feedback about what you do, however, is not the same thing as feedback about who you are. And those who are the best at what they do truly understand that. Take the time to learn to separate who you are from what you do. And then, the next time someone offers you feedback about your performance, express appreciation to them for taking time to help you be better. Of course, you'll have to set your ego aside to do that, but that is definitely possible. To learn how to set your ego aside, visit drchristianconti.com.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's the 19th annual remembrance of the 9/11 terrorist attacks on New York, Washington, and the crash of Flight 93 in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. President Trump and Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden both plan to attend ceremonies in Shanksville today. Last night, a Towers of Light tribute was held there to remember those who died when the hijacked jet crashed in a field. This man in attendance last night said,
"It was our Pearl Harbor for our generation. And, you know, these lights represent the souls that went up to heaven."
Vice President Mike Pence will be at one of 2 memorials being held in New York City today. A service will also be held at the Pentagon. About 2 dozen people now dead in devastating wildfires, burning millions of acres across more than a dozen western states. Dozens of people are also missing in California. And this is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Three federal judges ruling against President Trump's order that undocumented immigrants not be counted in the U.S. Census. President Trump issuing a memorandum back in July arguing that illegal aliens should not be counted for the purpose of deciding how many members of Congress each state gets. In yesterday's ruling out of New York, the judges said the move did violate federal law. An actress whose career ran from the original Avengers to Game of Thrones has passed away. USA Radio's John Hunt has more.
Diana Rigg, a commanding British actress whose career stretched from the iconic 1960s spy series The Avengers to fantasy juggernaut Game of Thrones, has passed away. She was 82. Rigg's agent, Simon Burstford, said she passed away at her home with her family. Her daughter, Rachel Sterling, said she died of cancer that was diagnosed in March. Rigg also starred in the 1969 James Bond thriller On Her Majesty's Secret Service as Tracy DiVincenzo, the only woman to ever marry, albeit briefly, Agent 007. George Lazenby, who made his only appearance as Bond in that film, said on Instagram that he was so sad to hear about the death of Diana Rigg. Rigg is survived by her daughter, son-in-law Guy Garvey, and one grandson. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Remember, you can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Four at the hour now on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Thinking about September 11th for sure. There are other things going on that we probably ought to spend some time, give a little space to here. For me, if I could get away with it, I would probably talk about September 11th reflections and things that were part and parcel for all of our broadcast day today. But that can't be done because there are lots of other things that are going on. Once again, I find myself in the minority, though, because I'm not in with the majority on this poll, Victoria, the election day poll and who wants to vote and how. It shows you what a huge wave of change has come over this country that's not, in my estimation, I don't think this is a horror show. So what's the significance here?
Well, this new poll about voting shows that 6 in 10 registered voters nationwide say they want to cast their ballots before Election Day. And this is considered to be a significant departure from previous years. And so reasons cited included the two main reasons, fear of the coronavirus, either for themselves or either contracting it for themselves, most cited not wanting to contract it and then be around their parents or the elderly. That was number one. And then doubts about the reliability of the Postal Service was also the main concern. In 2016, 4 in 10 ballots were cast early, so we're up to 6 in 10 now. In May, and you know, we still have, 55 days to go, so that may change. The survey reveals a sharp racial disparity in perceptions of election integrity, too. 71% of black voters say they prefer voting before election day, whereas 58% of white voters say the same. The poll finds an increase in the percentage of voters who prefer to use an absentee ballot as well. 32% want to send their ballot through the mail. 17% said they're going to drop it off in a drop box, which is the only way to go. Forget the stupid mail. Forget USPS. Find the official drop box and do it that way. So if people want to be
usually,
you know,
in your town clerk or city clerk's office,
right, and just make sure you know exactly what the rules are. This is, there's so much confusion. Every state is different. Every county has a different, you know, process with this. Make sure you find out what the official drop box is. If you are dropping off ballots for the elderly or elderly relatives, make sure that you are allowed to do that. Some states allow it, some states don't. And, you know, I was telling you guys this, so I think it's worth repeating. Last weekend, you know, a couple of friends, we were all hanging out in a, you know, distanced on the beach. And a few people think, you know, were saying that they were going to get around the USPS by sending their ballot either FedEx or UPS. Those ballots get tossed immediately because FedEx and UPS do not have contracts with the government. So if you try to do that, I know you think you're being proactive, but your ballot will get tossed and will not be counted. So only the mail service, the USPS, is the only mail delivery service that's actually contractually, legally allowed to deliver ballots and to handle ballots. FedEx and UPS, DHL, whatever, they're not allowed to. So don't do that.
How
you don't want
to
do it.
How did we get to this point? How did
well, we have a, I mean, honestly, the president is constantly saying that you know, there will be no integrity of mail-in ballots, so people are getting afraid. People do listen to what the president says. So.
He's talking about universal mail-in ballots. So the people that are hearing that are just not very educated. Universal mail-in ballots are a problem, whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, like the president, or you don't. Absentee ballots are perfectly fine if you want to vote by mail. You just have accountability of having to ask for one. So
clutching
their pearls about this one, or
but the process,
listening.
But the process of mailing, and when you hear there's a potential for fraud, that's why people are getting they're getting scared off from mailing it from through UPS, whether it's a mail-in ballot, and whether so that's what I'm saying. So people are listening to what the president's saying, and that's why they want to either send their ballots in extra early to make sure there's plenty of time for them to arrive through the mail, or they're going to figure out another way to do it. But, you know, depending on what state you're in and how hard your state has been hit, there are states right now in the South that are dealing with the virus. Like, they're like 3 months behind New Jersey, New York, California, Oregon, Washington. You know, they're way behind. And they're dealing with the cases now that are spiking. So if that doesn't subside by election day, then more and more people don't want to take the risk.
Man, I'll tell you something. How
I mean, both of my parents
are
going to drop off their ballots. They don't want to stand online with people.
I don't mind standing online, but I understand the people who don't. But also, if you put this stuff in the mail, what you're doing is creating chaos. We're going to have chaos anyway because of all of this stuff. There'll be all kinds of fights. Who the hell's going to know? It'll be worse than when Bush got hung by the Chads in Florida in 2000. Civics lessons. What is there about being a parent that makes you so distant from your children's education? Do you ask these questions about why your children are not being taught civics?
Well, I think that people who are parents right now were not taught civics. So
no,
why would they ask about it?
Right, yeah,
it's a whole generation of dopes.
Don't understand how the country works. So we're digging our own hole. That's going to be. And then we have the Russians, these bastards, and their disruption. Microsoft, somehow or other, says that the Russians had military spies who were hacking and leaking Democratic emails, which created more chaos 4 years ago. And why is it just coming out now?
No,
why
because these are because they're back. It's the same groups. Yeah. This is what Microsoft's announcement was.
The Chinese.
The same. China and Iran were going. Well, China went after Joe Biden, which contrary to popular belief, China is not in Joe Biden's pocket. So they went after Joe Biden, and Microsoft has all of these systems in place where they're actively looking for these hackers. Yeah. That's how they found them.
And the Iranians
Iran went after Trump. Iran went after Trump, and Russia went after everybody. And they said that, you know, it's Microsoft, non-political, but Microsoft's, their engineers said yesterday, you know, there was a whole in-depth report about it, and they said that Russia is the greatest hacking threat, way beyond China and Iran. And, you know, and everybody wants to make everything political. I get it. You know, it's an election year. But the bottom line is, take politics out of it, Russia is still the biggest adversary when it comes to hacking. They went after Barack Obama, they went after John McCain. They go after everybody. It's who, and then in 2012, they went after Obama again. They went after Mitt Romney's campaign. You know, whatever you want to take politics out of it and just look at what they're doing. The Russians are the ones who are
just
most actively in a
and that's why
they've been sanctioned, guys. I mean, this is this is why they've been so heavily sanctioned, because of their election interference. There's a, again, take
well,
politics
that started
out
under
of
Obama.
It. There's a, it started. It really got ramped up with President Trump, who sanctioned the hell out of Russia after the election interference. And there was an announcement yesterday that the U.S. Treasury... The U.S. Treasury yesterday added a Ukraine lawmaker, Andriy Derkach, I guess is how you say his name, to the list of people who are being sanctioned for efforts to interfere in the presidential election. So it's even coming from Ukraine. And they were targeting, by the way, they were targeting Joe Biden. So for all the people that like to say that President Trump likes this kind of stuff, it kind of flies in the face of the fact that
he has never taken back Putin is my pal. That kind of stuff. And that resonates. That rings in people's ears. I don't think
he's come out and said Putin is my pal. I think this administration has been harder on Russia than Obama was caught on.
Russia, yes.
After
but
the election is over,
no.
I'll be able to do more.
Yeah, there's maybe a difference in people's minds between Russia and Putin, although they're one and the same. I think some people have differentiated. Okay, we have the government. It's kind of like nobody remembers who the president is of China. They just know the Chinese commies are no good. And they don't personify it. It's the personification
of China.
It is. Yeah.
And we've had, you know, just last week earlier this week, the Russian national who was busted because he was trying to get an employee in one of the Nevada tech companies to install malware in his own company. And so luckily the employee, you know, went around the system and they caught this guy. But that's what's happening constantly. And it's they're all Russians. So I don't know. I think it's dangerous for the narrative. And I know the president has tried to turn the focus onto China and Iran. I think it's dangerous to ignore Russia in this.
Last night, ignored
because of sanctions. But
people tried. Let's move on. We got a lot of stuff and a lot of to cover here in a few minutes. The situation last night with the football game and how. The folks, the Chiefs, the Texans handled the anthem.
Who won? I didn't see that game.
I think it was Kansas City.
Kansas City.
When I looked, they were ahead. But I won't watch that crap. It's just too much.
Yeah, there were a lot of boos, that's for sure. I don't mean boos, drinking.
Wait, what?
Boos. There were a lot of boos when the anthem was played. Watching...
There's one national anthem. I can't get beyond that.
Yeah.
I'm confused. What happened? So the anthem played, and what happened? There were only like,
the
what,
season
17,
opener. Okay, let's go.
It's
Houston, Texas. A lot of the, there were players that stayed in their locker rooms for the pregame playing of the Star-Spangled Banner.
They were in Kansas City.
Yeah. They were stayed there, lift every voice and sing is often called the Black National Anthem by some. Kansas City Chiefs were on the field for both songs. They were on the sidelines during the national anthem. And then there were people singing the song, the Black Anthem and the national anthem. I mean, we've become, my God, so divided. My God, what are we doing to ourselves? Jeez, I mean, it is ridiculous. Boy,
you know, it's interesting. Phil and I were talking yesterday after the show. There was a new poll that came out that showed that actually, the majority of Americans believe that athletes have a platform and should use it to highlight social injustice and things like that. But the interesting thing about the poll, it was completely, but the poll was completely divided by age. So if you were over 55, you were very much against it, and if you were under 55, you were for it. So there's an age, there's a major age gap, and then obviously if you're a Republican, you were against it. If you were liberal, you were for it.
Why do you say obviously? I don't get, why do you say obviously?
Because that's just a pattern that we've been talking about for years.
I don't know.
Really?
Maybe
you,
it's
you
more.
Don't really?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't like the fact that we are with that. Obviously, if you're
all
Republican,
I know is in my personal life, anecdotally, the only people I know who are against protests are Republicans. So, and everyone
that.
I think feels that way. So it's a pattern.
I don't think Republicans. Here's the thing. I'd like to clarify. I don't know a Republican who is against protests. I don't like the fact that protests are being that we allow violence to be part of protests. I am great with protests. Protest all day long. But what's happened is, and there's been a study from Princeton University that came out, is over the last 3 months, those protests 597 times have turned into violence in the last 3 months. And the fact that one side of the country doesn't want to mention that there's violence going on, I think is a real problem. Because
and you can bet your bottom dollar.
It's not protest, it's violence that bothers
me. And that violence is funded by the Chinese Communist Party. You can bet your bottom dollar on it. And I have, by the way, with the 10% of the people who live in Oregon moving out, there are people that are speculating that some people, Chinese nationals, provided the fire, started these fires in some of
I don't believe that. There's a lot of people saying Antifa started the fires in Oregon and that 10% of the state of Oregon is evacuated right now. I don't believe Antifa likes to go after people and businesses. I don't know that they're necessarily arsonists, but we'll see. I mean, obviously there's investigations. I think Antifa likes to destroy people's life immediately. They don't go out into rural areas of Oregon and set things on fire, so we'll see if that's indeed the case.
Certainly sparks debate. Speaking of, well, let's get away from debate for a moment, sort of celebrate something we talked about yesterday. The clip of the day today at djvshow.com is our discussion with Jay Honeycutt, who is a former director of the Space Center and the NASA programs, the shuttle. You name it, he did it. He started the whole thing by hiring most of the original astronauts and was around for almost 50 years in the space program. We talked about this program that's going on at Kennedy. Well, it's actually down the street a little bit, the American Space Museum. What a fabulous place. This guy has helped so much, and it's a great story and a way to get focused in a positive way on some of what makes America great still. American Space Program. So if you want to hear more about the American Space Museum, you can listen to the clip of the day at djvshow.com, along with our entire program every day, all day. That's djvshow.com. Now, I suppose we ought to spend a minute. Let's talk a little bit about what's on TV. A lot of sports stuff. I was flipping around the channels last night and couldn't find anything that I wanted to watch on any of the major networks. Nothing. It was all either reality programming, drivel, whatever.
What did you expect? There's nothing new out. No one filmed anything.
I know.
And by the way, usually at this time, there's not a lot of stuff on, just under normal circumstances. Right. The TV season usually starts at the end of September. But Dancing with the Stars will be coming. And tonight, actually, there are a lot of sports this weekend because football, baseball, basketball, hockey, everything's back, which is pretty impressive. All four sports playing at the same time. But there's some 9/11 specials tonight, which might be something that worth noting. 9/11, Remember the Day We Came Together, will be featured on ABC tonight at 8. 9/11, The Final Minutes of Flight 93 on History tonight at 8 p.m. 9/11, The Pentagon, 9 p.m. on History Channel. And Bin Laden's hard drive declassified. This is details from his computer that were gathered at 10 o'clock on National Geographic.
Speaking of New York, I see that restaurants are going to be allowed to resume indoor dining. Pretty restrictive, though, Victoria.
It is,
That'll be at the end of the month.
Air filtration systems have to be up to code, and one person at the table has to give information for contact tracers. So I think that's going to deter a lot of people, actually.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I think it will. But at least it's a step to opening, anyway. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's a good. I mean, that's a positive way of looking at it. It's 10 before the hour on the DJV program.
Thank you. These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
After the hour, it's time for Tech Talk, a review of the top five stories from this past week. Victoria Kuhn is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen, starting at number five. And what Alexa is kind of allowing you to do, this is pretty amazing. Amazing Amazon. Here we go.
Right. Amazon's rolling out a new partnership with AT&T that lets you link your cell phone to your Alexa account. So basically, you can use your Amazon Echo or whatever your Alexa-powered device is, you can use it as a phone. So all you have to do is just hook it up through the settings, and then you can say things like, Alexa, call Doug. Or, you know, if the phone rings, then you can say, Alexa, answer the phone, and it's a total hands-free situation. I actually have an Alexa, courtesy of Jen's Christmas gift a few years ago, and I have AT&T, so I actually think I'm going to hook this up this weekend.
She gave one to me, and I gave it away.
Oh, that's nice.
All right. Number four is a reworking of Peloton, right? So that they
Peloton, yep. So Peloton's stock soared 178% during the pandemic. And a lot of stock buyers and investors say, if you're just getting into the stock market, a great guideline is often take a look around. There was no toilet paper. There was no Clorox. There were no Clorox wipes anywhere. You know, take a look around at what's in demand. And if you can buy stock based on what you see. I saw Peloton vans delivering bikes and treadmills all around our village here in New Jersey. And I knew that Peloton was going to have a monster stock rally. I didn't because by the time I actually looked into it, I thought it was outpriced. Yeah, it was too expensive for what I thought it should be. But I knew this was going to be a big moment for Peloton. And so as people set up their home gyms, it worked. These things are expensive, though. The new treadmill is actually going to be considered a budget model. It'll be less than $3,000. The current one is $4,300. They have a new stationary bike called the Bike Plus. That's going to be more expensive than the current one that's $2,300. So you can find some sales right now on the older models, but the new ones will be coming out soon. And if the trend sticks where people are working out from home, then it's going to be more good news for Peloton.
All right, next up, number three, Robin Hood riding through the glen.
Another thing that has taken off during the pandemic, the Robinhood investment app. This is an app that allows you to buy and sell stocks and without a broker fee or anything like that. It's a great app. Jen and I both use it. However, they are getting in a little bit of trouble. The Securities and Exchange Commission are investigating Robinhood over its deals with high-speed trading businesses. And this will not necessarily affect customers right now, as far as we know, but Robinhood itself could pay a fine of more than $10 million if they settle with the SEC. And eventually that could lead to them passing costs and fees onto the user, which tends to always happen. But we'll see where this goes. But Robinhood, I think, had such an influx of business, and they are being accused of allowing for high-speed trades, which it gets a little murky, but it's, you know, I think they're probably going to end up just having to make a settlement.
Number two is a focus on some of the big tech companies altogether here.
This was kind of an interesting development this week as we talk about, you know, the job loss numbers being the highest they've been since the Great Depression. It's a horrific time for a lot of people in the workforce. And so students who assume that you have to get a four-year degree and spend thousands of dollars and acquire all kinds of student loan debt, that's the only way to get into Tesla, Apple, Google, and Netflix. Turns out that's not true. Elon Musk, who is the CEO of Tesla, as we know, and SpaceX, he said that colleges are not for learning. They're a place to have fun. And he said you can learn anything that you want to learn online, which is mostly true. And he noted that Bill Gates and Oracle's Larry Ellison both dropped out of college before starting their companies. And then he joined other business leaders like Apple CEO Tim Cook and Simon's USA CEO Barbara Humpton, and they basically all said that they have hired about half of Apple's U.S. employment last year were people without four-year degrees. Tim Cook says the reason for this is because most colleges don't teach the skills that Apple requires, which is like coding and a lot of the engineering stuff. So now Google and Apple are hiring employees. They say that their skill set is that's the number one thing they're looking at. They don't care if you have a degree. LinkedIn identified specific positions more likely to be filled by non-college graduates, electronic technicians, mechanical designers, marketing representatives, things like that. And then Elon Musk, very funny, you know, in a funny way, said, I don't consider going to college evidence of exceptional ability. Did Shakespeare even go to college? Probably not. So there you go.
All right. Number one, the Pentagon's got a big deal with Microsoft.
Big week for Microsoft. They stand to reap as much as $10 billion under a cloud computing contract with the Pentagon. This deal was reaffirmed this week with Microsoft, and they're going to store all of the military defense data. And Amazon lost out on this. They wanted to bid, apparently thought that they were being slighted, but this is a big win for Microsoft.
Good for them. All right, that's it. An overview of the top five items in the world of technology.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.